7 a.m. to 8 a.m. today. Very exciting. So, great way to finish us out. I think I just saw the next person. And thanks for tuning in.
I've been following in your footsteps. I've been trying just to be like a melody you sing. I've been dreaming of the day we met. I've been trying to show my love only grows. I stepped outside of its path just to watch the way that it flows, like a river follows the landscape, and so soul to change as it undertakes the meandering, the expanding range. It's like that my love comes of age, as it resonates, as it excavates, as it's rearranged in the shadow game.
Welcome. This is Isaac, and this is the show Famous in Topeka, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio Free Europe. This is again the show Famous in Topeka. If there's one show you're gonna watch, and there really shouldn't be one, can see no reason why you wouldn't see any all the amazing sets on here, but one show, it's going to be 5 a.m. Thursdays, alternating every week for a lot of alt rock, indie rock. I'll probably discover expansive music taste at some point, and that will be a blessing to us all. But to get us started, with the first song of this new era. It is going to be Lover Spit by Broken Social Scene and the Beehives B-side version. So here we go.
Thank you.
That was, as previously mentioned, Lover's Spit by the band Broken Social Scene, their Redux version off their B-Sides album to their best album and their not debut, but their sophomore release, You Forgot It in People. Broken Social Scene is a band listeners of the show will get very familiar with, as is one of my favorite projects of the early 2000s, coming from Canada, of course, with members of many bands, such as members of Star, members of Metric, such as Emily Haynes and whatever the guitarist's name is, of course, Feist, Kevin Drew. Broken Social Scene was a collective, and all the better for it. It is the great 2000 indies Canadian war between Broken Social Scene and Arcade Fire. I think by this point it is pretty clear who has won. Moving on past Broken Social Scene, however, or BSS as you'll affectionately call them, another band which holds a lot of importance to me is The Replacements. The Replacements, of course, coming from the 80s scene in Minneapolis. The Mats, as they are affectionately known, did have influences, shocking enough. And when looking at those influences, it would be right to look at the Minneapolis music scene as it was before them, and that points to two key bands that was not limited to them, but such as The Suburbs and The Suicide Commandos. So they get us moving more north, more towards whatever acronym is fitting for the state of Minneapolis. Here is Teenage Run-Ins by The Suburbs.
Ranks. parade. Grenade! To the Pentagon, the top nut. With an honor brother crack. But the brother be on our side. Cause we're sneaking in the back. The bizarre Monday morning. But by the buddy, I'll be back. Punch a Glock in the gun shop. Send my gun back in the rack.
That was just Weekend Warrior by the Suicide Commandos. Awful. Also off the Twin Tone Records, which becomes so instrumental to the Minneapolis music scene. And now the real prize of that scene. Here is The Replacements with Can't Hardly Wait with the Tim version off the new remaster of Tim's called Let It Bleed.
Thank you.
that was just unsatisfied by the replacement following. Again, Can't Hardly Wait off the Tim's remix by Ed Stasium, who also was the person mixing the Ramones albums for All That Care. I swear my voice usually sounds like it cares more. Anyway, point being, it is now 5:26, and before we return to Broken Social Scene for those fans of Canadian indie, it seems only fit to do a PSA. And I'm trying to find one about voting, as I actually just voted yesterday. Well, out in the grass, it was a good vote, if you will. And it's an important part of everyone's civic duty. I actually voted against one of my previous teachers for All Who Care. Sorry, Miss O'Keefe. Should have let me play Mario Kart last year. Yes, I take voting very seriously, as should you. Okay, well, let's talk about pedestrian safety instead. As to get to the Tufts building, you do have to cross a not great intersection. And so, pedestrian safety, here's your pedestrian safety PSA. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It is the law to stop for pedestrians that are stopping at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. A lot of true words there. Your host is studying to be a civil engineer, and as thus, pedestrian safety and traffic are things that concern me. And just for propriety's sake, I do believe that if Massachusetts replaced every single light with a stop sign, it would become a better place for pedestrians and also a safer place for pedestrians. Pedestrians would no longer feel such an urge to jaywalk. So, on a boss level, Michelle Wu, I'm on the Wu train, and if you're hearing this, then please do give it a go. Anyway, back to Broken Social Scene for our fans of Canadian indie. Here is Our Faces Split the Coast in Half. Thank you. That was, as mentioned, Our Faces Split the Coast in Half by Broken Social Scene. And now, off their self-titled album is also Hotel. Again, that was Hotel by Broken Social Scene. And coming up next is Anthems for a 17-Year-Old Girl. Here is Anthems.
Used to be one of the rotten ones and liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones.
If there was one quintessential Broken Scenes track, it would have to be Anthems for 17-Year-Old Girl, and that was just that once again. A real statement, I think, for the post-rock movement. Actually, I can't say that out loud. But regardless, a great song. Yeah. It was definitely quite amazing finding that song as a 17-year-old, admittedly, not girl, but boy. But still, it really captures a certain yearning, and also how small the world can be, which is at times a very comforting thought, given the quite extraordinary circumstances that we live in, that, well, simply put, sometimes your biggest concern is whether someone is just thinking about you, and that really should be your biggest concern, in a way, and it's a very humanistic statement, and one I agree with a lot. For those of you wondering what our background music has been during the talking portions, it has been Everyone's a VIP to Someone by The Go Team, who are in the Medford Somerville area on October 30th, and there's still tickets available for $25, which is now $37 once you add on fees. But regardless, still, The Go Team, with their debut album reaching its 20th anniversary, Thunder Lightning Strike, a wonderful opportunity to see a band which put out some of the cutting-edge music of the early 2000s. They're also touring, at least in Medford Somerville, with a band which kind of sounds like La Tigra, if La Tigra was Latina. And not like CSS does, because CSS, we all know, not a great band. Very funny to listen to, but not good. The Securita, a much better band. Regardless, staying on the early 2000s scene, and is going to be Specialist by Interpol off their debut EP. Only the finest deep cuts for you, the listener. Of course, here is Specialist.
You make me lose my buttons, oh yeah, you make me spit. I don't like my clothes anymore. We're spending time and money, yeah, you're colder than yourself. Now we're moving, now we're taking control. Thank you.
As previously mentioned, that was Specialist by Interpol. A great song to play if you want to introduce Interpol to people, because it basically is a combination of many different tracks, which will be on their actual debut album, of course, Turn On the Bright Lights. Now, our next song is not by Postal Service, by Dentel. It is The Dream of Evan and Chan. That was, as mentioned, The Dream of Evan and Chan by Dentel, which is the same people as the Postal Service, but not the Postal Service. And I also does not have Jenny Lewis, so the lead, so not exactly Postal Service. Speaking of the Postal Service, someone did take my Postal Service shirt from the washer in Hill Hall about 3 weeks ago, and if you know you are listening, I would appreciate it back. Anyway, this has been Isaac with Famous in Topeka, and you are still listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Our final song of the bi-weekly show, Famous in Topeka, will be Zurich is Stained.